现有的本身变成有，怎么可能？
So when nothingness turn into being，
一定有一位
，there must be one，
能够把从没有变成有的那一位。
It's the one who turned nothingness to being。
啊，那一位的有是真正本身永恒的有。
And that being is an eternal being。
哇，这个信仰啊
，this faith
是大的不得了的。
It's great。
我们有时候以为，要不然就两几千年前那个笨人，在从前那个古老祖宗笨笨的呢。
At that time we thought Abraham 2000 years ago he was this insistent who must be foolish。
我告诉你不是的。
No。
如果你真正研究希腊哲学
，If you were to study Greek philosophy，
你发现他们所讨论的根本在他们以前差不多两千年，要不然早就想。
You find that 2,000 years before even they discuss Abraham already thought through it。
你说哪里圣经有讲要不然想有没有没有变成有？哪里有讲
？Where in the Bible it discusses that Abraham talk about nothingness to being and being to nothingness？
你怎么会知道要不然这样讲
？How do you know that Abraham thought in that way？
我先讲完了，我们再读好不好？
We were expounding first before we read。
没有的应当是永远没有。
And the nothingness forever is nothingness。
有的应当是永远有。
And something will forever be something。
但是在这个现象的世界里面。
But in this phenomenal world，
我们看见有跟没有之间好像彼此兑换。
We thought that nothingness and being exist interchange。
所以呢，佛教就想出呢，这个世界是叫做阳间的有。
And so this Buddhism thought that this something it is the something of the world。
当我们离开这个世界，我们不是没有，就变成阴间的有。
When we leave this world, it's not because we turn into nothingness, but we come also something in that place called hell。
所以呢，阴间的有是阳间的没有，阳间的有是阴间的没有。
So the existing in the hell is the nothingness in the world, but the existing in the world become the nothingness in the hell。
所以呢，在佛教的思想里面，就这个有呢是一种惯常的有。
So it is a consistent yes，
但是也不能说的是个永恒的有。
But it's an eternal yes，
因为如果永恒的有，不是我就永恒就自我拥有了吗
？Because eternal being， which means I exist eternally，
对，没有解释。
There's no interpretation。佛教
没有解释我哪里来。
Buddhism will not explain where do you come from。
佛教就不可能产生创造的观念。
And also it cannot produce the doctrine of creation，
只能在现象界里面阴阳交换团团转。
Only in a phenomenal way it becomes a circuit。
那么这个界之外的界就不知道了。
And within this two realm, there's no other realm that they know of。
所以这个是宗教界的封闭系统。
So this is the closed system of religion。
那么宗教界里的这个开创系统是什么
？So what's the open system of religion？
就是这个有个没有之上，一个永恒的有。
So between the being and nothing, there's an eternal being。
这个永恒的有权柄大。
The eternal being is so powerful，
能力大，
is so powerful，
智慧大，
and big wisdom，
到一个地步，
I'm to such state，
它能使无变成有，
it turn nothingness to being。
这位叫做上帝，
and it's God。
这位上帝用创造把没有的变成有，
and he created something from ex nihilo。
所以神的观念，
so the concept of God，
永恒自存的观念，
and the eternal and self-existing concept，
无穷能力的观念，
and the eternal power，
使无变有的观念。
And time something from ex nihilo，
亚伯兰的信仰里面产生出来。
It is produced in Abraham faith。
你说伟大不伟大
？It's so great。
第二样
，the second，
我们只有看见生变成死。
We know that only the life can turn to death。
每一个人生以后就死。
Everybody is born and then they die。
生就死。
And they are born, they die。
那么你最多相信死了投胎再生。
And the most you can believe is that after you die you reincarnate。
亚伯兰看到死可以变成复活。
And everyone can see that death can turn to resurrection。
如果所有的活都变成死，而死不能活的话，这个叫做呢单线的这个 one way traffic。
If this alive turning to death cannot be reversed, then it's only one way traffic。
但是呢
，but then
能够是死的再活的。
But then after you are dead, then you can be alive again。
那个就变成惯常性的另外一个阶层，就是把无变成有，跟把死变成复活，这是两个方面表现同一个能力的原因。
And that we can have continuity from this existing to non-existing and non-existing to existing。
那位能使没有的变成有的上帝
，And the God who can change nothingness to being，
一定也是能够使死变成复活的上帝。
He must be the one who can turn dead to life。
他不但是纯有的创造者
，Not only is the creator of the being，
他更是生命的治愈者
，But also is the giver of life。
所以亚伯兰的思想已经进入这样 伟大的架构里面了。
So Abraham's thought has entered such a great structure.
他的信仰已经牵涉到这两大最重要的生命的范围里面。
So his life now is involved in these two realms of life.
到了1600年以后。
So after 1600 years later,
亚伯兰以后希腊有一种哲学。
And after Abraham, there's a group of school in the Greek philosophy.
他就把整个宇宙分成两个层次。
They divide the whole cosmology into two areas.
一个是没有生命的层次，叫做物质。
One's a non-living realm called the material.
一个有生命的层次，叫做生物界。
And one is called the life being.
所以呢，这个生物界 ，the world and the realm of the lives and the realm of material.
The realm of matter and the realm of right, life.
在这两个界里面呢
In these two realms,
是不一样的
It's different.
所以呢物质的世界是宇宙的身体
The world of matter is the physical body of the world.
生命的世界是大自然的灵魂
The realm of life is the spirit of the cosmos.
这是 Stoicism 的思想
That's called Stoicism.
所以斯多瓦派的思想
The Stoics
就想到生与不生生物与不生之物
The living and the non-being, the matter and the life.
但是在他以前1600年
But 1600 years before then,
亚伯拉罕就思想这个问题。
Abraham would solve this problem.
从没有到变成有的。
From nothingness to being.
这个叫做创造。
And that's called creation.
从死的到复活的。
From death to life.
这个叫做救赎。
And that's called salvation.
所以神不但是创造的神。神也是救赎的神。
So God not only is the God of creation, but also God of salvation.
这跟希腊哲学完全不一样。
So that's totally different with the Greek philosophy.
希腊哲学是人用两个眼睛看自然，发现很奇怪，我来研究好好到底是什么。
In Greek philosophy, man used two eyes to see the world. We're so astonishing. They say, I want to look and see what the nature is.
那么有光就看清楚，暗暗就看不清楚。
So when there's light, you see clearly. With no light, you don't see so clearly.
所以他们在太阳光之下看大自然。
So with the sunlight, they see.The nature.
他就明白自然里面是什么。
So they understand what's nature.
那么人看，头脑就想。
And men look and then they think in their mind.
他们看的是什么
？What do they see?
形下界。
Only but what's the metaphysical?
Physical. 想的是什么呢
？When they think,
形下的形象。
And only physical or physical.
后来他慢慢试试看跳到形上的范围。
So then they jam the realm of metaphysical.
没有办法。
There's no way.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为他整个的哲学就是一个 material closed system.
Because the whole world is a materialistic closed system.
所以希腊没有办法。把人类带到一个超然的地步里去。
So the Greek philosophy cannot bring it to a transcendent realm.
到了以犹太的信仰接触以后
，So when they have the contact with the Hebraic faith，
希腊人开始醒过来了。
Then the Greeks start to understand，
所以他们才知道有一位创造万有的上帝。
They know there's a God who created all things。
所以呢，苏格拉底丢掉希腊所有的系统。
So Socrates renounced all the systems of the Greek philosophy.
相信最高的上帝是一位是良善的，是有道德的，不像希腊时代乱来的。
And believe that there's only one God who is good, who is eternal, not like a Greek philosopher.
苏格拉底从多神信仰变成不神信仰的时候
，And when this Socrates turned from polytheism to monotheism,
是在亚伯拉罕信上帝。以后很久很久的时间
It is many many years after Abraham has believed in God
所以呢亚伯拉罕是信心之父
So Abraham is a father of faith
当世界还不懂什么叫做独神的信仰的时候
When the world still don't understand what it means
亚伯拉罕相信有一位上帝
But he believed there's one God
那我现在讲了这么长以后
Now after this long exposition
再叫你看第十七节
I want you to read the verse 17
你就发现亚伯拉罕多么伟大
You will see how great Abraham is.
我们大家再读一次好不好
We'll read one more time, verse 17.
罗马书第四章
Romans chapter 4,
第十七节
verse 17.
放到了一同开声来读
We shall read together.
一二三好停止亚伯拉罕信所信的
The God that Abraham believed
是死时复活
They were called the dead to life.
实无变有的上帝。
And also turn the nothingness to being.、哦、
几件事啊
?How many things?
几个范围啊
?How many spheres?
他信神的工作有两大样。
He believed that the word of God has two big areas.
起死回生。
To cause the dead to be alive.
Life giving.
It's like giving.
食物变有,
from nothingness to being,
叫做 universe creating.
就是宇宙性的创造性。
上帝创造, 上帝赐生命。
God creates and God gives life.
这样呢就解决了这个宇宙现象的问题了。
So it solves all the phenomena of the world.
不这怎么会存在呢？
How will matter exist?
因为神创造。
Because God creates.
人怎么会有生命呢？
How can man have life?
因为神赐生命。
Because God gives life.
这个信仰呢已经包含了两大范围了。
So this faith has embraced two big areas.
就是存有的问题。
That is the being.
以及生命的永恒性的问题。
And also the eternalness of life.
亚伯兰到底从哪里得到这样的智慧呢？
Where come this wisdom of Abraham?
怎么可能在4000年以前就有一个这样的人有这样的信心呢？
How is it possible 4000 years ago?
亚伯兰所信的上帝。
Because Abraham believed in.
是施人复活的上帝。
The one who causes the dead to life.
食物变有的上帝。
And the one who turned nothingness to being.
后来到了这个 拉丁的哲学的时候,
then you can Latin the philosophy.
拉丁文就提到一个字了,
and in Latin you mention a word,
creatio ex nihilo.
Creation ex nihilo.
从没有创造变成有,
creating something from nothing.
The creation out from the nothingness.
从无造有,
从无, 因为创造就变成有,
from nothing because of creation it becomes into being.
这就是亚伯兰有很久的事情。
It is something that happened many years after Abraham.
亚伯兰早就相信, 也为上帝才有万有的存在。
Abraham already believed because there's a God and that's why he created all things.
那么提到赐生命的时候呢,
when you talk about life giving,
亚伯兰不是说的创造有, 把生命放在里面, 你就变成植物, 你就变成动物, 你变成人, 不是这样。
It is not that Abraham believed that after created then they put a life in the plant, into the animals, then become plant and animals.
因为斯多亚派的哲学里面,
because the story, the philosophy,
被动界叫做物质,
and the passive world is called the world of matter.
主动界叫做感觉。
The world of activeness is called the sense.
感觉界都有生命。
And the area of sense have life.
感觉界的生命有等次。
And also this area of sense have different levels.
最低的层次。
And the lowest level
是被动而有感觉的。
It is passive yet is senses.
而这种感觉是很低级的。
It's a very low level of senses.
所以的动 这个植物是有感觉的,
the plant and the senses,
与我们的感觉层次不一样,
but the level of senses is different from us.
所以呢, 如果你给他听好音乐,
so if you give them good music,
那个树就结比较甜的果子一点,
and also the plant will bear sweeter fruits.
你不相信试试看啊,
if you don't believe, try it.
就比较茂盛一点,
and then you have more blossom.
我不是开玩笑,
I'm not joking actually.
牛呢, 你给他听好音乐,
and also cows give them good music,
他挤的奶就多一点点,
and they'll produce more milk.
而且已经证明出来了,
it has been proven.
哪一首歌帮助牛挤奶最多的都已经查出来,
and which song will help milk to produce more cows to produce more milk has been studied.
你知道是哪一首歌吗?
Do you know which one?
是 George Frederick Handel 的 Water Music.
Water Music of George Frederick Handel.
Bum, 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 bum. De, 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 de.
It's been studied. I'm not joking with you actually. Because I have studied music for many years.
我在马朗神学院,
in Malang Seminary.
在我门口的那一棵树,
and the tree that's outside of the seminary,
那边垃圾堆的一棵树,
and the other tree at the rubbish there,
就长得很不一样,
it's different kind of growth.
我常常放巴哈贝多芬莫扎的音乐,
because many times I play Bach and Mozart's music,
这棵树就长得比较好一点点,
so this tree grow a little bit better.
当我教Stoa社区的时候,
when I teach Stoa philosophy,
感觉界最低级的是这种,
and this is the lowest level of senses.
但这屋里面有一种叫做含羞草的, 含羞草, 英文叫做敏感草, 这是 sensitive grass.
It just slipped my mind the other name.
所以我不知道它有没有读过这, 你碰到它就躲起来了,
so when
有没有啊?
The list strings,
有一种草啊, 你碰到它它就躲起来了, 那东方文学比西方好的地方就在这里。
I think the touch me not.
Touch me not.
Touch me not.
那么你说 touch you not, I purposely touch you. But, 所以就你看, 印尼文叫做什么? Putri Malu, 是叫做害羞的女子, 那个草叫做修女草。
It's a shy princess.
所以你碰到，
So the touch me now will shrink with the touch.
好像女孩子就是你很漂亮，马上耳朵红起来了。
It was a blush when you praise.
啊，就躲起来了。那是有感觉的
，and they have the senses，
但是这种感觉是低级的
，but it's a lower senses。
动物的感觉是高级的
，but the animal has a slightly higher。
踢一只狗的时候
，so when you they are kick，
它有两个反应
，two responses。
第一个反应看看你就逃走了
，the first look at you and run。
第二看看你就回来咬你
，the second is bite you。
所以它的感觉变成更主动的
，so it's more active now。
有被动的感觉界。
So the passive sensory
world, 有更主动的感觉界
the active sensory world,
有最高级的感觉界
and the sense with the highest class,
人是最高级的
man is the highest class,
不但感觉到痛
not only man feel the pain,
感觉到伤心
pain the sorrowful,
感觉到自尊心受苦
feel that they've been hurt,
感觉到他前途没有盼望
feel that there's no hope in the future,
他很优秀的很复杂的很深入的非常高贵的感觉
So complex and complicated is the feeling
那么这个是生命的等级
And that's different levels of life
但是亚伯拉罕所信的上帝
But the God that Abraham believed in
是可以把死起死回生变成活的上帝
He can turn the dead to alive
所以亚伯拉罕那个信仰的广度深度厚度高度实在是超过所有以后的哲学家所讲过的。
So the width, the depth, the height of Abraham's faith is much more profound as compared to the coming philosophers.
亚伯拉罕你在做什么
？What are you doing, Abraham?
我在信他。
I believe in him.
你看什么
？What do you see?
云是吗
？Cloud.
星是吗
？Star.
月亮是吗
？Moon.
我信上。
No, no, I believe in God.
你信哪一位上帝
？Which God?
那位死无变成有的。
The one who turned the dead to life.
死死变成复活。
The one who turned nothing into being.
有就是有是。信什么
？What do you believe now？
什么叫死变成复活
？What are you believing causing alive？
你见过死人复活
？Have you been dead and then become alive？
你相信死为复活
？Do you believe that？
你真的吗
？Do you truly believe？
亚伯拉罕信的是死死复活，死无变有的。
Abraham believed the God who created the nothingness to being and dead to life。
其实神有三大工作，亚伯拉罕信了两大工作。
God has three great works Abraham believed in too。
神的三大工作是
：The three great works of God is
创造之工
，creating work。
第二。
Second,
救赎之工
the work of salvation.
第三
the third,
启示之工
the work of revelation.
大家跟我说一二三，创造之工，救赎之工，
启示之工，
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同创造。
God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit created together.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同救赎。
And so God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit saved together.
圣父、圣子、圣灵一同启示。
God the Father, the Son, and Holy Spirit also revealed together.
但是
，But then
有众位格成为一种工作的中心。
There's an emphatic personality so that a person is being emphasized.
父是创造者。
The Father creates.
子是救赎主。
The Son saves.
圣灵是启示者。
The Holy Spirit reveals.
所以圣灵感动使徒先知们写下圣经。
And that's the Holy Spirit also inspired and revealed the apostles and the prophets to write.
我不是说除了灵以外，父子不启示。
I'm not saying that other Holy Spirit, the God, the Father, the Son would not reveal.
因为圣经明明说。
Because the Bible says clearly,
上帝乐意把自己启示给我们。
God is willing to reveal Himself to us.
圣经明明说
，The Bible says clearly.
基督说，若不是子显明，没有人认识父，所以他是启示者。
Christ said, if it's not the Son who is willing to reveal, no one knows the Father.
我通常我们做中位格启示之功是圣灵最重要的。
By emphatic person is the Holy Spirit reveals.
救赎之功是圣子最重要的。
And also in salvation, the Holy Son is the person.
创造之功是神最重要的。
In creation, God the Father is an emphatic person.
亚伯拉罕呢，没有表明他相信启示的主。
And Abraham did not reveal that he believed in the God revelation.
但他整个生活就显明他就是相信向他启示的上帝。
But then in his whole life he revealed that he believed God would reveal to him.
但是在启示的中间他发现神的最大的两大工作就是创造跟救赎。
But then in the revelation, what he finds the two big words of God is the creation and also the life-giving salvation.
什么叫创造呢
？What is creation?
虚无变有
，from nothingness to being.
哦，这个是别的宗教那个时候没有人可以明白的。
At that time in the religion, no one can understand this.
这个亚伯拉罕附近那些部落、那些民族，他们的信的神都是乱来的。
Those tribes, those nations surrounding Abraham, they don't believe in anything at all.
甚至可以在 在庙里面脱光衣服，男女交配，乱犯奸淫。
And they also committed a fornication in the temple.
他们所谓的宗教是什么呢
？What kind of religion?
救救我！救救我！赐福给我！给我万代子孙兴隆！给我万事如意！那种宗教。
Save me, bless me, let me be prosperous.
今天许多中国人到二十一世纪还是在这种宗教的层次。
Today many of China in the 21st century is still staying in this type of levels of religion.
不认识神是什么。
They do not know who God is.
他不认识信仰的价值是。
They do not know what's the value of religion.
他就是用宗教的行动，真正的动机是为了自己的好处，自己的福气。
Using a religious nature, but only to profit themselves in their own selfishness.
这是用宗教外衣所表现的自私的行动。
Using the clothing of religion, but to manifest their own selfishness.
如果基督徒祷告也是这样的话。
If Christians pray in the same manner,
那么你和外邦人是一样的。
Then you are the same as Gentiles.
是一点点不同的地方。
What's the slight difference?
他们祷告给我平安，给我顺利，给我发财，以后就走了。
After they pray very hard, they left.
你转给我发财，给我顺利，给我平安，后来就奉耶稣的名，阿门。
After you pray very hard, you pray in the name of Jesus.
只有分别这样罢了。
That one is the difference.
所以你叫做基督徒。
So you are called Christians.
这是很可怜的事情。
That's very pitiful.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
Abraham, the God that you believe in.
叫死人复活。
The cause the dead to life.
是无变有的上帝。
And turn nothingness to be.
Creatio ex nihilo.
Creation ex nihilo.
To resurrect the dead.
死的能够复活。
这两个工作。
These two great work of God.
伟大的神。
And great God.
真正要做的最大的这些工作。
And truly the thing that God will do.
启示人。
Revelation.
神启示什么呢？
What that he will do?
就启示我们，使我们知道他是创造主，他是救主。
To us, so that know that he is creator, he is savior.
要不然这两样都信的。
So these two things Abraham already believe in.
那么今天有许多人相信有。
Today,
有上帝
we still believe that's God.
你说为什么信呢
？Why is that, that we believe that it's God?
他说如果不信就很难解释这个世界哪里来的。
Say if we don't believe, we cannot explain how come this thing are.
所以宁可相信有个上帝创造，免得啰啰嗦一直问不停。
So rather we believe that God created. Last night we are being continually asked.
好了好了，有上帝创造。
Okay, that's God.
那么创造也怎么样呢
？After creation, what?
创造就变成这样了。
Then that
那么你跟他什么？他在哪里我也不知道
follow him?
他创造我就把我创造了就把我丢在这里他到哪里我也不知道
After he created me, discarded me, I don't know where he is
所以他在他那里我在我这里
So he's there, I'm here
我也不知道他在哪里可能他也不知道我在这里
I don't know that where he is Maybe he will not know that I'm here
所以这种人信上帝吗
These are people that believe in God
他信有一个上帝
They believe there is a God
有一个创造的上帝
There is a created God
所以呢雅各书说你信上帝只有一位魔鬼也这样信
So the book of James says they believe that God is only one God. The Satan also believes in that man.
世界最少有86%的人信上帝。
So at least 86% of the people of the world believe that there's God.
单单只信上帝创造，不信上帝和他有关系，更不信他可以借着上帝领受救恩。这种人跟魔鬼的信心是一样的。
And this kind of people believing that God created, never believe that God saved and also have a relationship with them. They are the same as Satan.
因为魔鬼也信。
Because Satan also believes.
只是
But then,
信了以后却是淡定。
After he believed, he trembled.
因为上帝的存在是以后审判我的那一位。
Because God exists, and that's why he's the one who judged me in the future.
神的存在是他的惧怕。
So God's existence becomes his trembling.
那么所以你今天如果你怕有一位上帝审判你，你最好说连上帝都不信。不存在，如果他不存在，我就很平安了。
So today, if you are to be afraid that God exists, will judge me. Rather, they believe that He doesn't exist. That's why He cannot judge me anymore.
犯法而不肯受罚，就是真正无神论的动机。
So you break the laws, you want to be done to be judged by the law. That is the motive of the atheist.
亚伯不是如此。
Not with Abraham.
亚伯相信神创造。
Abraham believed that God created.
神起死回生。
That God caused death to life.
神是死人的神，也是活人的神。
God is the God of the dead and alive.
神可以生命在我们的身上发生效力。
And also there must be effect of life in us.
那么如果你问唐牧师，你根据什么可以把这一件事情当作他信仰？到底有什么根据
Reverend Tom, based on what you believe that this is the faith of Abraham in this verse.
因为亚伯的生命中发生过两件事。
Because in Abraham, two things happened.
这两件事的时候不得不想到有跟没有的事情。
So because of that, he is forced to think about being and nothingness.
不得不给他想到什么叫做死跟生的事情。
And also he was forced to think about death and life.
从次序来说
from order,
是先有以撒的经验。
Because you must put the exact experience.
后有现以上的 经验。
Then only there's experience of sacrificing Isaac.
当没有以撒变成有以撒的时候。
Before there's Isaac, turn to the fact that there is Isaac.
就是神在他身上做了实无变有的。
God has changed nothingness to being in his life.
当他献以撒的时候。
But when at a time when he was offering Isaac,
他已经清楚知道上帝的话。
He already know the word of God.
所有别的孩子生的不算。
All the children born to this family is not counted.
只有从以撒生的才是你的后代。
Only Isaac could be counted as your offspring.
你的后代要是万国的父。
And offspring will be through them all nations will be blessed.
你的后代要如同天上的星，海边的沙是数不尽。
Your offspring will be countless as the stars in the heaven, the sand on the beach.
所以他好好养以撒。
So he took good care of Isaac.
养大了以后。
After he's grown up,
他们又娶到好太太
who did a good wife,
生好孩子
and bear many children,
好孙子
and marry the grandchildren.
因为只有这个种才是我的后代
because only this seed is my descendant.
只有这个种
only this seed,
the only seed,
唯一的种子
如果这个种不见了我就没有种了
If this seed disappears, I have no more seed at all.
我好保护它
protect it.
后来上帝说
Let them God say,
现在把它献给我
Sacrifice to me.
哎呀，主啊，等他结婚生了几个孩子才杀吧。
Why not let him get married after a few children before you kill him?
你忘记还没有生哎。
You forget that he hasn't born in me.
不但说生
Ben
还没有结婚呢。
Even he's not married yet.
这孩子童子哎。
And he's still a bachelor.
你有没有搞错啊？
Is there anything wrong with your God?
你不是说从这个孩子生的才是我的后代吗
？You say only from him that will descendant from me.
他会说上帝，你不要跟我开玩笑。
Don't joke with me, God.
不给就不给，给了还要拿回去。
You don't give, now you give and take it back.
要不然绝对不跟上帝辩论。
Abraham never argued with God.
要不然绝对不把上帝的话当作开玩笑。
Absolutely, he doesn't think that God is joking with him.
所以如果你看希伯来书。
If you read the book of Hebrew,
你发现一句很重要的话描写出来。
You see a very important statement there.
亚伯兰把孩子献上的时候
，at a time when he was offering his son,
拿起刀来
，he took the knife,
要杀他的孩子，我说
kill。
他心里信什么
？What did he believe in his son?
死了以后他会后悔。
After he's dead, he'll still be alive.
然后会生孩子
，and then he'll bear children.
然后才有后代
，and then there's descendants.
就是这个孩子生的才是你的后代。
Only the descendant coming from this seed will be your descendants.
上帝若叫我把他杀死
，if God want me to kill him,
是要告诉我他会死又再活。
Only but to teach me that you will cause death to life.
所以要不然才赶到山上去献孩子。
And that's why Abraham had to go to the mountain to sacrifice Isaac.
因为他知道死了还会活的。
Because he believed that after he died, he'll resurrect.
他的信心大到这个地步。
Such is his great faith.
但是亚太太亚伯拉罕的太太
the wife of Abraham
没有这个信心
she doesn't have this faith
所以他不会说撒拉可以吗还是给献给主可以不可以
so he didn't ask the permission from Sarah
撒拉说你自己去死啊
so you better go and die yourself
这么老了死了也不要紧
you say oh never mind you die
这么可爱的孩子哪里可以生
such a good boy 还没期待
后来我90岁才生出来的
90 years before I met him
你要他不如杀我好了
if you want him better kill me
你不能不如杀你自己就是杀我
or kill yourself and then kill me
我们老了应当死怎么可以叫孩子死我们老了做什么
we are all better than we lie die than the young one
他不跟他商量
but he never discovered the wife
因为撒拉是没有信心的
because Sarah has no faith
怎么知道撒拉没有信心
when Sarah has no faith
因为第一件的信没有表现出来第二件的信怎么建立起来
because she doesn't have the first faith how can she establish the second faith
对第一个信怎么样没有表现出来
Which means she has not manifested the first faith.
上帝说
God said,
明年这个时候
Next year this time,
撒拉要生一个孩子
Sarah will bear a son.
撒拉在后面听见了
Sarah at the back was listening. was laughing.
老太婆哪里会生孩子
An old lady, how can I bear children?
亚伯兰听了这句话以后
After Abraham heard this,
他没有辩论
She didn't argue. He didn't argue.
但是他知道困难来了
But he knows that the difficulties.
因为这就是人间的不合理
Because that's irrationality of humankind.
为什么不合理
What an irrational.
圣经说
The Bible says.
亚伯拉罕看自己的身体如同已死。
Because Abraham deemed himself physically as dead.
99岁了。
99.
死了。
He's dead.
像死人一样。
Like a dead man.
是不可能的事。
It's impossible.
撒拉。
Sarah.
已经断了生育。
Also she's dead in the womb.
不可能。
It's not possible.
不可能再生。
Not possible bear the children.
亚伯兰说是。
Abraham said yes, God.
上个礼拜我讲这个事。
Last week I talked about this.
Abraham 是
Abraham said yes.
因为他信
Because he believed.
撒拉因为他不信
And Sarah laughed because she doesn't believe.
所以呢，死无变由的信心是在亚伯兰这里，不是在撒拉嘛。
So the faith that believes that God will cause us dead to life is in Abraham, not in Sarah.
下面一句很重要的话。
And then a following very important statement.
信是出于人吗？
Faith, does it come from man?
是因为我信上帝才能做工。
Is it because I believe then God can work?
如果信是出于人。
If faith comes from man,
那么亚伯兰信，亚伯兰可以有孩子。撒拉不信，撒拉不可以有孩子，对不对？
Then Abraham believed then he must have children, and Sarah doesn't believe she doesn't have children.
亚伯兰信，撒拉不信，怎么撒拉会有孩子？
So Abraham believed, Sarah doesn't believe. How can Sarah bear children?
所以下面更重要的话。
And more important statement now,
信是从神来的。
God's faith comes from God.
上帝因为你的不信，就废除他自己的信。God never abolishes His own faithfulness simply because you doesn't believe in Him. 那这里的 faithfulness 就是神的信，就是神的信实、可靠的应许的意思。
So that faithfulness because God's promise is trustworthy.
所以亚伯拉罕信。
Abraham believed.
Sarah 不信
Sarah doesn't believe.
一个信一个不信
One believes, one not believing. How can they bear children?
是不是因为有丈夫有信心，太太没有信心，还是一样？
Is it because the husband has a faith, the wife doesn't have the same?
亚伯兰是信上帝
But Abraham believed in God.
为什么信上帝
What's that he believed in God?
因为上帝可信
Because God is trustworthy.
所以结论是什么
What's the conclusion?
信仰的对象决定信仰的价值
The object of faith decides the value of faith.
大家说一二三信仰的对象决定信仰的价值你信错了
When you believe wrongly
你的信就没有价值
Then your faith has no value
你信错那些不应当信不可信的对象
If you believe something that's not worthy of your believing
你的信多伟大都是浪费
No matter how big your faith is only but a waste
好像伟大的爱情交给一个玩世不恭的男人这个女人最后是被蹂躏被丢弃是可怜用眼泪洗脸
If you would have your big love and then committed to the jilting male, then you will cause sorrow to yourself.
You say, but my love is still great.
You say, 我的爱还是伟大的
I never change.
我从来没有改变
I always love only him.
我只是爱他一个人
Yeah, your love is stupid love, you know.
是你的爱是愚蠢的爱
笨爱
是愚蠢的笨的
把你伟大的爱交给不可能爱的
Because your great love is not committed to a one who is not trustworthy.
所以你的伟大
So your greatness
没有果效的
There's no result
他丢掉你
When it's squandered
他蹂躏你
When it's being stepped
他侮辱你
When it's insulted
我们的信仰是对可信的上帝发出去的时候这个信仰就真有价
When our faith is projected to God who is trustworthy as an object
亚伯拉罕说信你
The one that Abraham believed in
那叫死复活死无变由的上帝
He will cause dead to life nothingness to be
亚伯兰信对了
Abraham believed in the right God
亚伯兰信到一个对的对象了
Believe in the right object
亚伯兰信到一个可信的上帝
The trustworthy God he believed in
这位上帝
And that God
死无变由
And change nothingness to be
所以他一天一天看
The day by day he watched
他太太肚子一直出来一直出来
And the wife now bear the son
无变由
Nothing to be.
不变有
Nothing to be.
有
And there is now.
有
There is.
有
There is.
那死无变有的不是我
Not me.
是上帝
But God.
所以他信死无变有的上帝
So he believed God will change nothing.
对不对
being.
啊，他要杀以撒的时候
Before he even killed Isaac.
相信一定上帝叫他复活
He believed that God will cause the dead to life.
现在看我要不要给
Now see whether I give or not.
所以上帝既然可以叫死复活
Since God can cause the dead to arrive
他是生命的主宰
He is the creator of life
我就把这个以撒献给他
So now I offer Isaac to him
所以亚伯兰信的上帝
So the God that Abraham believed in
有这两大的作为
These two great work
亚伯兰信仰就在这两个作为中间
Upon these two great work of God
把他生命交给上帝
He committed and trusted his whole life.
所以他看见第一次神启示他有孩子的时候，撒拉没有信心。现在献以撒的时候，不必告诉撒拉。
So he sees the first time when God promised Isaac that Sarah has no faith. Now to offer this Isaac, he never discussed with Sarah.
他知道他的上帝。
He knows his God.
是创造主。
Creator God.
是救赎主。
Or is saving God.
好，死无变由先，或者死回生。先哪一个先
Which one comes first? God created nothing into being or dead to life.
哪一个先死无变由先对不对
change
我再问你是
病，
你们答得很好啊。
It's good answer.
死无变流先，或者起死回生先，哪一个先？
From nothing to being first.
你看第十七节。
But you read
17. 哪一个先？
You read 17, verse 17. Which one come first?
起死回生先，对不对？
But God caused dead to life first.
死无变有后。
And after that, only the nothingness to be.
你看到没有？
You see now?
你平常读经没有这样详细哈。
You never read in such detail in the past.
没有这样谨慎哈。
And so carefully they read.
我们这个查经大会。
So this expository preaching.
不但把内容告诉你。
No, bring to you content.
把总原则的处理告诉你。
Or tell the principle too.
把次序同关系也告诉你。
And tell you order and relationship.
把重点同次点的摆列也告诉你。
And the primary and secondary too.
有你自己读经的时候。
Then when you read the Bible,
你就更敏感。
Or the more you're sensitive.
更严谨。
Or the more you're
更谨慎。
And careful.
更仔细。
And also in details too.
大家念第十七节，一二三。亚伯拉罕所信的是叫死人复活、死无变有的上帝。哪一个先？
Which one come first?
那么照次序来说，
According to order,
创造先，救赎后。
Creation first before there is a salvation.
照亚伯拉罕的信心来说，
But according to the faith of Abraham,
是救赎先，创造后。
Salvation first, then creation later.
你知道什么意思吗？
Do you know what the meaning?
亚伯拉罕注重神救赎之恩是过于创造之恩。
Because this Abraham emphasized that the saving grace of God come before his grace of creation.
今天有两种基督徒。
Today there are two kinds of Christians.
一种基督徒相信上帝创造天地，相信上帝使无变有，相信上帝赐福万有，相信上父上帝与我同在。
And believing that God created everything, believing that God will bless, believing that God is with me.
那你问他耶稣为你死呢？
But if you tell them,
耶稣为你复活的，
还是这么用？
那个我就不知道了。
I don't know about that.
我是信上帝。
Because I believe in God.
信真的上帝呢
？What God?
信他创造万有。
That he created everything.
他给我食物，
that he give me things,
给我一切的东西，
everything,
要供养我的生命，
provide for my need,
照顾我的生活，
and to take care of my life.
有死了以后，把他安排我到他那边去。
When I die, then he will go
there. 这个是
我
知道的。
I know of this.
耶稣为我死，宝血流在我心，我莫名其妙。
Jesus died for me, shed his blood. I don't know about this.
第二种基督徒，
the second kind of Christians,
清楚接受基督做救主。
Truly believe and accept Christ as a savior.
生命改变，
his life is changed.
他出死入生。
And then from death he comes to life.
离开罪跟死的这个果子。
To leave this seed of this death.
活出新生命的样式出来。
And live a new life.
这是 born again Christian.
This is a born again Christian.
这个经历救赎的基督徒。
And experience the salvation.
这是两种教会。
Two kinds of church.
有的教会所传讲的。
One kind of preach.
关于环保的事情。
About the environment.
上帝所给我们的福气的事情。
About the blessing of God.
社会的事情。
About the
things of science. 政治的事情。
Politics.
文化使命很重。
A thing about cultural mandate.
福音使命一窍不通，
but the gospel method didn't know at all.
所以呢，我们有时候听这个是新派的，这个是福音派的教会的。
So we know this evangelistic church, this is a new
modern
church.
这个我告诉你，新派教会都相信上帝创造。
The modern church look as if they are created from God.
就相信上帝的救赎。
They don't believe the salvation of God.
福音派的教会相信创造，又相信上帝的救赎。
The evangelical church believe in the creation of God, also his salvation.
但有一些福音派糊涂到一个地步。
But some evangelists are so confused.
讲了救赎以后，从来不明白神创造意义跟文化的使命。
After talking about the evangelism, they never talk about the cultural mandate too.
所以今天我们要如果要做一个真正合乎神心意的基督徒。
So if you want to be a Christian according to God's heart,
我们两样使命都要尊重。
We want to honor two mandates.
这就是归正神学给世界带来的这个贡献。
And that's a contribution of reform theology to the world.
我们的福音使命。
We have the gospel mandate.
我们也有文化使命。
Also have a cultural mandate.
当你谈福音使命的时候，
我们谈到 gospel mandate，
你是传道
，you preach，
救人
，save，
领人归主
，bring people to Christ，
高举十字架
，lift up the cross，
宣扬福音
，and preach the gospel，
拆船
，and have a mission，
远方去
，go to the far away places，
归向上帝
，people turn to Christ。
但是
，but then，
教会处理这个政治
，after that this response，
我们还关心政治、文化、社会、道德、教育种种事。
。We also have to be concerned about politics, economics, and also all other things.
因为整个社会秩序的维持。
Because society order
是神要我们也有责任。
It is what God has given responsibility.
基督徒在世界上的发光。
Today in the world where the shine.
跟基督徒到天上去的预备都是真的。
So it is also important as compared to preparing Christians to the heaven.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
The God Abraham believed in.
是救世主。
Is a saving God.
也是创造主。
Also created.
亚伯拉罕所信的上帝。
The God Abraham believed in.
是个人领受救恩的上帝。
Is the one that you personally receive the grace of God.
信徒的社会负责任做见证。
Also,
责任对象上。
Also believe that he is an object whereby one to benefit our responsibility to society.
感谢上。
Praise the Lord.
求主帮助我们。
Pray that God help us.
给我们的信仰有这个架构。
We have this structure in our faith.
有着双重的方向。
And this dual direction.
有完备的内容。
And also we have complete mission.
我们才成为亚伯拉罕的子孙。
Then we can be called the offspring of Abraham.
我们大家再读这件事。
One more time we'll read this verse.
我们再